morning, if you just let something go, I mean, I believe there's something to be had this morning.
Oh, the joy bells, how I ring,
yeah, glory,
in my soul from day to day. Of His love, I keep on singing as I travel on the way. Hallelujah, glory, glory, in my heart the love light grows. I'm so happy, shouting, singing, where the milk and honey flow.
Hallelujah.
I'm
telling you what, you'll just, for lack of better words, you'll just enlist them. What do you call it? Impose upon them. Hallelujah. Make yourself comfortable. I got a feeling we're going to be here a little while. I feel about 2 hours of preaching, but I'm going to condense it down to about 30 minutes. I'll need your prayers and help to do that. Take it down. Take it down. Hallelujah.
Bill was only stay up here. I usually don't have a song, but I've listened all morning to teach him. And there's been a song that I don't know all the words to. It keeps coming. I'm gonna try it. It kind of goes with everything. Where Brother Eddie was talking about, you know, the Satan coming up as a great shark, you know.
Yeah.
And, I guess about anything evil that you could think of him as, he is. And I've learned something, that you don't realize how big God is until you realize how little you are.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Somebody just take a call, man.
Troublesome waters are blacker than hiding from you the other life. Out on the ocean, I seem as a speck.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And awful sea monsters are waiting in my
way. Yeah, listen. Listen to the words of this.
The gently I feel, the touch of guiding my boat to that better land.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Leading the
way.
Thank you.
To
heaven's bright shore. Troublesome waters I'm fearing no more.
Thank you, Lord.
Send waves are dashing.
It's my cover, heaven's prayers, just part of it.
Over this noise, you
more than thank you, Bob, this morning. Your word says obedience is better than sacrifice.
Lord, I am
voices from out of the Lord's prayer, heart on all for this
have
morning. Lord, we don't need to know the need. We're just so glad, dear Father, to see the Spirit
ministering in our midst.
Lord, I myself would be a minister too, and I wasn't able to serve with the eye. Oh, with the hand of God,
what's
doing in our midst. Bless this precious sister. Lord, honor her petition. Lord, you're able to grant. You're able to speak the word right now. Lord, you're
going
to
walk in
the Lord's about. Lord, you do all of things. You do all things. Bless these that have come, Lord, together. Lord, to pray with your Father. Lord, I pray you make it worth their while. Come up here, Lord, and pray one with another. And to encourage one another, promote one another to love. Lord, thank you, Lord, dear God, Brother Rick, for the talent, Lord, that he has. Use him for the glory of God. Thank you, Father. May others, Lord, I pray. Lord, fill in their heart, Lord, the need to come forward, Lord. Lord, come by the waters of God, Lord, and get, Lord, restrained. And get, Lord, strength, and get renewed. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, dear Lord. Oh, God, how blessed we are this morning to have you in our hands, Jesus. Have your way, I pray. Lord, may sinners be saved. May saints get blessed. May those, Lord, dear God, in the fire come to you, Lord, be reminded of your goodness. Come to you, Lord. Be reacquainted, Lord, with your blessings. Lord, with your presence. He's here this morning. Got a need this morning right now. It's a good time. Just about here. Get in there. Kind of good to go to the doctor. The doctor's in the office. You know, the little guy show up. You got to know the doctor's not here. You're coming in. He's here.
Oh, the only way I can breathe.
I was getting ministered to her myself. I didn't see Sister Molly Lord make her way up here. I thought Margaret was making her way up here. And when I got down here, I found another already here. Appreciate you minding the Lord, Brother Andy. I didn't move on the altar. I'm up here rejoicing in my spirit. I've got my eyes closed. I have another on the altar and didn't know it. It's two that I've had on the altar. I'll tell you what, I've been trying to get to an altar all week long. To be honest with you, this is the service today. I'm going to spend some time in here. And I just mean that because that's what I need. I need to spend some time in here. I've been defeated all week long. I've been trying to steal away and pray. And it's just not always as easy as you might think. Still away somewhere and pray. I've been spread this week beyond measure. And I'm not complaining, just making a statement here. I'll tell you what, sometimes you just need to get to the altar. I don't know who took the clock down, but I appreciate them doing it, because sometimes them hands get to messing with me, and I don't really need to look at them hands back there, and neither do you. I'll tell you right now, if he's God, we need to give him ample time. You ever go to a doctor and say, you got 3 minutes to do open heart surgery on me, get at it? Or do you go and say, take how long it needs, I want to have success? Well, I'll tell you, that's about where we're at right now. Luke chapter number 7. Thank the Lord for being faithful in his part in this service today. I know of a truth that this message is for today, for the hour we're here. Luke chapter number 7. We'll start our reading at verse number 11. I'll comment on verses 1 through 10.
But I want to start out reading in verse number 11. And we'll read down, I guess, to probably about verse number 17 or 18. It says, and it came to pass. And I said in the Sunday school this morning, that's some of my favorite word in the Bible. If it didn't come to pass, I have nothing thereof to preach. And let me say real quickly, though, young people, be as quiet as you can. Be as still as you can. It's real important. This is God's house and God's time. And listen, I know your children. I know that I'm asking you a hard thing, but do the best you can. It came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. Amen. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, that God hath visited his people. That's kind of what's going on this morning. God has saw fit to visit us. But our text verse, verse 17, and this rumor of him went forth through all Judea, through all the region round about. I'll stop. Well, let's go ahead and read verse 18. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. But I want to preach this morning on the rumor of Jesus. And we'll ask the Lord for His help. Father, we're standing in need so mightily of Your touch upon the preaching today. I need You, dear Father, to preach to me as well as through me, dear Father, today to these that are here. I thank You so much, Lord. Brother Anthony was so right to say that they had a surprise for me. And Lord, You also have provided another surprise, more so, Father, than even I was expecting. And I'm so thankful and I rejoice in my spirit at all that are here this morning. Lord, may You, I pray, reward each and every one. Lord, for the blessing they bestowed upon me, may You bless them, Lord, 100-fold. Dear Father, today, for as a pastor, I must confess, Lord, I love to see people sitting up on the pews. People, Lord, that are hungering and thirsting after God. People, Lord, that want to hear from the Word of God. People, Lord, that want to know what thus saith the Lord. I pray, dear Father, today that You would set a table out here today. That, Lord, hungry could come and dine and thirsty could come and be satisfied. And lost could be saved. And we'll give You the praise and the glory. And be careful to ask it in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. The rumor of Jesus. Now I tell you, boy, this chapter is loaded. I certainly couldn't even scratch the surface of the content. It starts out telling us about a centurion. And in verse number 2, it said that he had heard of verse number 3, said this centurion heard of Jesus. That's a rumor. That means you hear about something and you don't know anything. It's just a rumor until you see it with your own eyes. But this centurion, he had a need. He had a centurion. He had a servant that was dear to him. He was sick and ready to die. And I want you to know, he didn't just hear about Jesus, verse 3, but he sent also for Jesus. And notice this, that Jesus came to him. Amen. It said when they came to Jesus, they besought him. And the Bible said that he was worthy for whom that he should do this. And verse number 6 said that Jesus went with them. But I want you to know that this centurion, he precedes this widow we're going to preach about here in a minute. But this centurion, He heard of Jesus. He sent for Jesus. And Jesus came. That centurion, he started repenting when Jesus started coming to him. If you look at verse number 6, this centurion, I believe he was a righteous man, but this centurion was also an honest man. And in verse number 6, he said, "Lord, I'm not worthy." Boy, I'll tell you, a congregation full of people like that, then I'll tell you what, are humble enough and honest enough to realize and say within themselves, "I'm not worthy of your blessings." But also, verse number 7, he said, "I didn't even think I was even worthy." Boy, that's real good. I mean, buddy, that's a double. That's a double blessing right there to have somebody, first of all, that knows they're not worthy and doesn't even think themselves to be worthy. But I'll tell you what, boy, that centurion, and the Bible does say in Romans chapter 12, verse number 3, not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And I think we've got a generation of people that are so guilty of thinking too much of themselves that there's no room in there for God. But this centurion was a humble man. And I'll tell you what, he said, "I'm not worthy. I don't even think myself to be worthy that you should come to me." But I'm glad Jesus comes to people that's not worthy. I'm glad He'll make house calls. I've had Him come to my house, Sister Carolyn, and I wasn't worthy. I've had Him come, Sister Renita, and I wasn't worthy, amen. And in His presence, I knew it'd be alright, amen. I'm glad, praise God, He'll come to people that are not worthy that He should even come to them. Yet He will come, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, you may think you're worthy, but I believe this Bible will teach otherwise. The Bible said there's none good, none righteous, none that doeth good. I'm telling you, we're all just a bunch of sinners in need of a Savior. But this woman who I want to preach about, I'm telling you, buddy, she wasn't having a good day. I'm telling you, buddy, she not only was a widow, verse number 12, but also, her only son was now dead. Now this woman, her husband is dead. Maybe he didn't know Jesus. I don't know. But now her son is dead. Maybe he didn't know Jesus. I don't know. But the Bible does say that much people was with her in verse number 12. Why didn't they tell her about Jesus? Now listen to me this morning. I don't really have any great thing to say. I'm just telling you things you already know. But this woman, her husband's already dead. She's a widow. And I tell you what, buddy, it's not good to be alone. The walls will swallow you up. And I tell you what, that loneliness will just eat at you and ache at you. And you'll just wish, boy, you could go back to days gone by when you had your husband or you had your family by your side. But I will tell you one thing. Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless." He said, "I will come to you." He said, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you." I'm telling you, glory to God. I don't know how many times I've been driving down the road into my heart just being a pit of loneliness. And Jesus show up and comfort me, Sister Christy. I don't know how many times, buddy, I'll tell you what. I'm glad He does come to those who are unworthy. Brother Melvin, I wasn't worthy. Last Sunday when I went home, I tell you what, God got in the car with me going home, and Keith, I wasn't worthy. But between here and Glasgow, boy, me and the Lord got to do a lot of talking, amen. And I tell you what, buddy, I was kind of looking forward to the service Sunday night, and for lack of a better word, I chickened out because of the news said there was a tornado warning. This woman, she wasn't having a good day. Maybe her husband didn't know Jesus. Maybe her son didn't know Jesus. But those people, they said there was much people with her. Somebody tell me why they didn't tell her of Jesus. Listen, there are people out there just like this widow. They're going through extreme difficulties. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, "No man cared for my soul." The Bible says, "Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." I'm telling you, buddy, cast thy burden upon the Lord. He'll sustain thee. Psalms 55:22 and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7. The Lord cares. I remember hearing a story one time about a young girl. And I don't know what it is about when you're young, but when you're young, you don't always come to the right conclusion, but she thought nobody cared. And she done the unthinkable and put a gun to her head and shot herself, and she didn't die immediately. And sometimes you don't. Sometimes death takes its time. It'd be a whole lot better sometimes, I believe, if you could just, put yourself out of your misery, I guess, in some degree. But this girl thought, you know, there's no reason for me living. Nobody cares about me. And put a gun to her head and people gathered around her. And she lay there in a pool of blood. And she's still alive. And an old white-headed preacher saw the crowd, went over to see what everybody's gawking at. And there laid that young girl. And he got down there and broken-hearted. Listen, I love people. I wouldn't hurt nobody for nothing. I want to help people. I want to put myself at a loss for the gain of others. I mean, I come to help people. But he said, honey, why'd you do it? She said, preacher, nobody cares about me. Nobody loves me. He said, well, honey, surely your mother loves. She said, she never showed it. He said, surely your father loves. She said, preacher, he never showed it. He said, honey, surely your brothers and sisters love. She said, preacher, I never showed it. He said, honey, I love you. She said, you never showed it. Now, buddy, that's when you get right down to it. He said, honey, I love you. She said, you never showed it. Boy, that'd be pretty rough. But through a little bit of silence, he finally came to the conclusion. He said, honey, Jesus loves you. And boy, she couldn't say nothing then. But I'll tell you what, how true that is. The Lord loves us. I'm telling you what, you're in trouble. I'll tell you what, I only know one direction to take, and that's run to Jesus just as fast as you can. Get to Jesus just as quick as you can and tell Him all your troubles. And I'll tell you what, buddy, I don't care what you're going through. I'll tell you right now, He'll help you. Amen. I don't believe her husband told her about Jesus. I don't believe her son knew Jesus or told her about Jesus. And this multitude of people that's with her, I don't believe they told her about Jesus. But He came to her anyway. Look at verse 14. It said, He came. Verse 13 said, the Lord saw her, had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. I'll tell you what, buddy. He had compassion. He came to her. He saw her weeping. And He said, weep not. Well, I'm telling you what, the Lord, I'm telling you what, buddy, He don't want you to weep. He wants you to rejoice. And here this woman is, she's in despair. She's been bereaved of her son and her husband. She's weeping, and rightly so. And He said, weep not. Amen. Glory to God, He came to her. I'll tell you what, you may not be worthy. You may not deserve it. But I'll tell you what, He'll still come to you. Some of you lost people there this morning, the Lord's come to you time and time again. You know what you did? You like Felix. When I got a more convenient season, I'll call for you. You're like King Agrippa said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Listen, I'll tell you one thing. One day you'll stand before God and He'll remind you all those times. He'll say, I came to you over at Cornerstone. I came to you and you wouldn't let me be your Lord. You wouldn't let me forgive you. You wouldn't let me save you. You wouldn't let me keep you from a place called hell. And I'll tell you what, buddy, He'll come to you. He come to this woman. He come to me. He'll come to you. But He came to her, and He saw her, and He had compassion on her, and He said, weep not, amen. I'll tell you also what He done. It helped her with that. Now, that's one thing when the Lord says, weep not. But He don't just say, weep not. He helped her with that. The Bible said in verse 14, He touched that bier, and they that bare Him stood still. And He said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And He delivered him to his mother. I tell you what, when the Lord says, weep not, that's because He's got something to do to help you. And He helped this woman. He delivered her son again. Amen. And a many mother will receive their sons and their daughters again, alive and well, thanks to Jesus. Glory to God. I'll tell you what the doctors can't do, He can. I mean, buddy, when all hopes were gone, run to Jesus. When the doctor said, we've done all we know to do, so I need to go talk to Jesus, amen. I'm telling you what, He helped her. When He said, weep not, He presented her son to her, alive and well, amen. When the world's giving up, Gail, I tell you what, they give God a chance to prove He's Lord, amen. When the world said, we've done all we know to do, we don't know what else to do, it gives a chance for Him to show what He can do, amen. But hallelujah, I'm telling you, He came to her, and His words to her were compassion. And He said, weep not. And He said, I'll tell you why, I'm going to give you a son back. I'm going to give him to you alive and well, hallelujah. Going to be a mean mother and a mean father. They're going to know why to call it a place called heaven. Because they're going to see their sons and their daughters alive and well. Because Jesus is going to present them to them again, amen. I don't know the state of that young boy got killed up at Evening. But I'll tell you one thing, if he did die in his sins and would go to hell, it'd be his own fault. But if he did get saved, there'd be a mother and a dad one day get a surprise when they get to heaven and Jesus said, weep not. And he delivers them, that son or that daughter, alive and well. Then you know why they call it heaven. And I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm looking forward to that place called heaven because I've got a daughter up there. I've been longing to hold her again, Brother Melvin. I still remember the last words I spoke to her. I still remember the last day that I had with her on this earth. But I'm glad, praise God, rather than be swallowed up in all that grief and despondency, I'm glad, praise God, there's a better day yet to come. And I'm glad, praise God, He'll say, weep not. I'm telling you, glory to God, He'll deliver alive and well. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, that's why they call it heaven, amen. This woman was having a bad day. But I'll tell you what, this woman wasn't the only one having a bad day. That centurion wasn't the only one having a bad day. I stopped at verse number 18. It said, and the disciples of John showed him all these things. John's disciples went to John. John's in prison, if you don't know. In Luke chapter 3, verse 20, Sister Christie, John shut up in prison. You know what he's in prison for? He's preaching the Word of God. Now right now, I'm not in prison. It's coming. They're going to tell me I can't, Jesse. But to do what they say, I'll be in disobedience to God. God called me to preach, commanded me to preach, and I've got to preach. Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not. He said, if I do this thing willing, I'll receive a reward. But I'll tell you what, one day they're going to put old Brother Eddie in prison. I don't know how they're going to handle it because I'm still going to preach, amen. They take my Bible away. I got enough of it hid in my heart. I could preach for 100 years and won't live nowhere close that long, Brother Anthony. But I'll tell you right now, glory to God, I'm like Paul, I'm ready to preach in Rome or any place else. They'll open the door to me and I'm going to preach one thing, that Jesus Christ came this world to save sinners, glory to God. But John's in prison. He ain't having a good day neither. It ain't no fun being in prison. I've been in prison, Carolyn. I still remember them guys, them AK-47s, and if looks could kill, I'd be a dead man already. And they're behind bulletproof glass, and all they wanted was a reason to shoot me. And that door shut behind me, and I never heard a door shut like this in my life, soldier. When it shut, I mean, there was a tumbling thing. That thing went about 10 times, and you knew you wasn't going to get out if it didn't open it. I wish I could take y'all just one time, just so you could hear the door of that prison shut. I mean, I've heard a lot of doors shut, Sister Gail. But I ain't never heard a door like this shut. Big metal door, and it went ka-choom, clink, 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 boom. And I sat there just for a second, and I thought, well, it'll be all right. I'm here for the right reason. And, if I have to stay, I'll make the best of it, amen? Well, I'll tell you what, John's in prison. And prison will take its toll on him. John, I mean, buddy, he's the last of the prophets. Man, he come out of the wilderness preaching the Word of God, preaching fire and brimstone, my kind of preaching, amen. But I'm telling you, John ain't having no good day. He's in prison. But verse 19 said he sent a question to Jesus. John called unto him two of his disciples, and he sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? Now, we got enough people down here looking for another. I'll tell you right now, your Bible says looking unto Jesus. The author and the finisher of our faith. I'm looking to none other but Him. And when He shows up, I'll know Him, Brother William. The Bible said we know His voice. He knows our name. He's a good shepherd. I'm one of His sheep. And when He shows up, I'm leaving out of need. I've had my fill already. I'm ready to go right now. If He let me, I'll tell you right now, I'll be like a banana. I'd peel my skin and leave His world. Glory to God. John just said, I just need some assurance. John said, look we to thee, or do we need to look for another? Or thou he that should come, amen. It's okay to ask the question, amen, but make sure you ask the right one. I'm telling you, John told him, he said, you go ask this Jesus. Go ask him, said, are you him? Or do we need to look for another? Verse 21, it said in that same hour, you know the Lord, it don't take Him too long to answer a question. It said in that same hour, He cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, He gave sight. And Jesus answered and said, don't tell John, amen. I'll tell you what, He sent a question. The question was, are you the one? Listen, John's about to be killed. Christy, Luke chapter 9, verse 9. Herod said, John, I have beheaded. Listen, we're in chapter 7. By chapter 9, John's beheaded. And he sent word to Jesus. He said, I'm in prison. Are you the one? Or do I need to look for another? Look no further than Jesus. Amen. The Bible said, look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth. Isaiah 45, I think it's verse 22. I'm telling you, buddy, don't look no further than Jesus. Don't look to religion. Don't look to the Baptist. Don't look to the Methodist, the Catholic, the Presbyterian, or the Church of Christ. Look to Jesus. Amen. Yeah, man, John said, Are you him or do we need to look for another? And Jesus, just right in that very hour, but he just started healing people. Now the reason he done that is because he wants to make sure there's plenty of evidence of who he is. Now in Isaiah chapter 35, the proof of the Messiah in Isaiah chapter 35. Now John knows the Bible. He knows the book of Isaiah word for word. I don't, but I wish I did. But in Isaiah chapter 35, here's what will be the signs of the Messiah or the signs of the Savior. He says, say to them that have a fearful heart, be strong, fear not, behold your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. His eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf will be unstopped, and the lame man shall leap like a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For the wilderness shall break out with waters and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land shall become springs of water. I'm telling you right now, Jesus sent plenty of proof back to John. John, he's having a bad day. That centurion's having a bad day. This widow of Nain, she's having a bad day. But Jesus saved the day. He healed the servant of the centurion. The centurion had enough faith to say, just speak the word only. Wouldn't that be great if you had enough faith to say, Lord, you don't have to just speak the word. It'd be all right. Wouldn't that be good?
It'd be real good.
Unfortunately, we got to see. We're like Thomas. Except I see with my own eyes and feel with my hand, I ain't going to believe.
Yeah.
That centurion, boy, he had faith. Jesus said, never have I seen so great a faith. Yeah. No, not in Israel. I mean, he had faith, Carolyn.
Yeah.
He said, just speak the word. My servant will be healed. That's faith. I'm telling you, when you can take God at His word, when you can say, I don't need no evidence, I believe you, just speak the word, it'll be all right.
Amen.
That centurion's day got better. That widow, when she held that son against Sister Margaret, her day got better. Hallelujah. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, thy dead man shall live. Listen, if he wasn't God, if he wasn't Lord, that wouldn't be true. But he's God and Lord. And I'll tell you what, buddy, our dead will live. He's going to present them to us. The Bible said if we believe that Jesus died and rose again from the dead, even them which sleep in Christ Jesus will God bring with Him when He comes. When He comes, He's not coming alone. He's bringing a great cloud. I'm telling you, children and family members that you ain't seen for a long time, and then we which are alive shall be caught up in the clouds to be with them forever. Amen.
But
don't get you excited. I'll tell you what, don't hold it against me. I'm looking forward to that day. That widow woman's having a bad day, but also John's having a bad day. But I want you to know Jesus took care of every bit of it. Now listen, I told you I was preaching today about the rumor of Jesus. That centurion knows more than the rumor now. That widow, she knows more than the rumor now. And now John knows more than the rumor now. He's ready. He's ready to lay his head down. He's ready to leave out. What about you today? Are you ready? Well, I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you more than a rumor. Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners. If you're lost here today, I'm going to tell you the truth of the matter. The Lord loves you. It's His will for you to be saved. He's waiting for you to be saved. He wants you to be saved. The only thing keeping that from happening is you just ain't came yet. I'm telling you right now, and I speak this on the word of the Lord, He's more than ready, more than able, waiting right here to receive your prayer, to receive your request. If you'll come and call upon Him, it's rich mercy. All to call upon Him, this just a wooden piece of wood. This makes it a little bit easier to bow down. It ain't got no power whatsoever. It's just a wooden piece of wood. But it's a place of repentance. I'll tell you right now, the opportunity to get saved is now. The opportunity may be gone tomorrow. That young boy in heaven, his opportunity is gone. You know what? Maybe tomorrow your opportunity will be gone. Randall Grant, hey listen, I'd rather slide into home base than to get tagged out. I tell you what, I have no problem at all with the fact that he waited the last minute to get saved. I'm just glad he got saved. Amen. Randall Grant now goes to heaven. You know what he says? He says, I wish I'd done this earlier.
Amen.
Brother Howard, most of my regret is I wished I'd got saved earlier. Still at 34 years old, I wished I'd got saved about 18. And hadn't spent my life in folly, messing up. I wished I'd gave God my youth. I did get saved fairly young. 34, I guess, is fairly young. But I wished I'd got saved as a young man. But Randall Grant, he played it all the way down to the wire. But glory to God, he slid in there, Jessica. And amen, he got saved. And I'll tell you what, buddy. You know what he got saved on? The rumor of Jesus. Me and Brother Melvin come out there and told him the Lord loved him. The Lord wanted him to be saved. You know what? We need to get that message out. There's some people out there that need to hear about that. That centurion heard about Jesus. He sent for him. Jesus came to him. He met his need. That widow woman, he showed up unexpectedly, delivered her son, wiped away her tears. And I'll tell you what, buddy, the rumor of him went all over the world. And I'll tell you what, people got to run into Jesus. There was a multitude around him. And when John wanted to know if he's the one, he had enough people right there. He just started doing the miracles of God that declared he was the one sent from God. Amen. John said, that's good enough for me. That would be good enough for you.
Amen.
I'll tell you what today, I'd get saved today. I wouldn't take a chance. I wouldn't give the devil an opportunity to defeat my place in heaven. There's a place in heaven called the Marriage Supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
It's a large table. I don't understand why God's going to do it this way, but He's going to serve us there. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be made to let Him serve me. He's going to serve me. I'm going to understand and learn a lot more about Him than I do right now. But Sister Molly, there's going to be a lot of empty places there. Them empty places are people that had an opportunity to sit down at that marriage supper of the Lamb and they didn't heed the invitation and they neglected the opportunity to be seated there and their seat's going to be empty and a lot of people we're going to be grieved about that. And that's why that verse in Revelation, God's going to wipe away all tears because there's going to be some empty places up there. Is your place going to be empty? Or are you going to be there?
Amen.
I'm going to be there, Sophia.
Amen.
I took that invitation. Amen.
Amen.
Royal invitation.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, if the President of the United States sent you an invitation, you take it. Listen, this is greater. This is a much greater invitation than that. The Lord says, come. I'll forgive you. I'll save you. I'll give you a home in heaven. I'll give you a place at my table. I'll serve you. You'll be glad when you're there. You'll be glad that you've repented and received me and you got saved because on that day, you'll know why I did all I did. Right now, I'll tell you what. People just don't understand why He came down so you could go up. They don't understand why He suffered so you could be spared. They don't understand why He had to die and why He had to raise from the dead. He done all that for one reason. So that He could say, you're forgiven. Go in peace. So He could say, you're saved now. You belong to me. You've been bought with a price.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we pray this morning. I've done the best I could to plead from the precious Word of God. Lord, the precious message. The rumor of Jesus. Lord, it's not no secret. It wasn't done in a corner. Lord, the whole world takes note of Jesus. We got on our calendar before Christ, after the death of Christ. Lord, everything centers around You. Our time and everything. I pray, dear Father, today that Your Word has got a hold of someone today with such urgency. And I pray, Lord, they make their way down this altar and make sure they're going to leave out when You come, not be left behind. Lord, woe to this world that are left behind. Your Word says, woe to the habits of this earth when, Lord, they're left behind because, Lord, they're going to endure such a tribulation, such troubles and trials. I pray, Father, this morning for that one nearest hail. I pray the Holy Ghost of God would arrest them with conviction. And I pray, Lord, they would not delay, not drag their feet, but run to this altar and get saved. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Let me ask everybody to stand. Thank you for coming this morning. Listen. He's real. His Word's real. He sent a message to you, and His message is a message of love. He loves you. He wants to help you. Won't you let Him? Won't you come this morning and say, Brother Eddie, I need Jesus. I need His help. I need His salvation. Won't you come this morning? Go ahead, Brother Melvin. 167. Won't you come this morning? You need the Lord? He's here. Oh, there's plenty of Him here.
Brothers, thou art called.
do not pass me by. He's in the midst. Come on. Second, Brother Melvin, may I ask every head be bowed real quickly this morning. I know the message this morning is from the Lord. I know it is. I might not have done a good job delivering it. I'm just the messenger boy, but the message come from God this morning. God sent out three messages this morning. One, He met the need of that centurion. He met the need of that widow. And He met the needs of John. Are you here this morning? You lost? Raise your hand. I'll see that hand. I'll pray for you. Are you lost this morning? Thank God for that hand. Listen to the Lord. God bless that hand. The Lord sees that hand. You know what He'll do? He'll say, that one there, they care enough to let me know they're lost. And I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll make a difference, amen. Where two hands go up, we've got Christians up there right now praying. Now maybe there's another this morning. Be honest before God. The Bible said the Lord desires truth in inward parts. Maybe there's another this morning. Preacher, I'm lost. I need to be saved. I don't want to die in my sin to go to hell. I want God to have mercy on me. I don't want to die lost. Listen, you got an opportunity right here to get mercy. You ought to raise that hand if you're lost here this morning. God already knows. You already know. I don't need to know, but I'll tell you one thing. I will pray for you. I've seen two hands and I will be praying. Is there another hand this morning? I'm looking. God's looking. Is there another hand this morning? Young or old, is there another hand this morning? Brother Eddie, I'm lost. God bless those three hands. I believe there's more. What are you doing, Brother Eddie? I'm pumping the whale. Is there another here this morning? Listen, for your sake, I'm asking this question. Are you here this morning and you're lost? Raise your hand and say, preacher, I'm lost. I don't want to go to hell. I want you to pray for me. I'll get saved. Is there another this morning? I see three honest hands going. The message is from the Lord this morning. God pleaded with you this morning. Is there another this morning, preacher? Remember me, Christians, please pray. Is there another here this morning? I'm looking. I'm walking, I'm looking. Is there another here this morning? I'm looking. Is there another here this morning, Brother Aiden? I'm lost. Somebody come here and join. He's on the altar if you're praying. This is urgent. I can't even explain how urgent this time is. Somebody may die today and go to hell. That's how urgent this time is. I'm telling you, sinners are in the balance here right now. The devil's down their feet to the floor. I've been there myself, and I couldn't move neither one of them. And I'll tell you what, it was in my heart to come forward and get saved. And I needed someone on the altar praying on my behalf. Y'all pray this morning.
Verse
2. Go ahead, Brother Melvin.
Throne of mercy, find the sweet relief.
Come on this morning, make you well. Come on. Y'all pray, Christians pray this morning. Eternity is a long time to spend in the wrong place. Listen, as wonderful as heaven will be, think about how horrible hell will be for those that don't get saved. Eternity's a long time. How long is eternity, Brother Eddie? Forever and ever, the Bible said. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. And their soul is, and their worm is not, dies not, and the fire is not quenched. I'm having a little trouble this morning. But listen this morning, eternity's a long time. Don't take a chance on eternity. Get a refuge for your soul. Get your sins under the blood, your name in the book. Get your soul saved this morning. Come on! Ain't no better time than right now. You tell me when's a better time than right now. The Lord's here. The Lord's pleading with you. We had a young girl get saved a while back, and she told her boyfriend, she said, couldn't you hear my heart beating like a drum? That's God. That's the Lord doing that. Make that heart beat like a drum. That's not Brother Davey. That's not you. That's God saying, I want in your heart. I'm asking permission. Let me in. Let me come in. He knocks at the door and he said, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man open up, he said, I'll come in and sup with him and him with me. Let the Lord in. Ask him right now to forgive him his sins. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior. Get the blessedness of being saved. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. Psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalms 34, verse number 8. They took the clock down. It's God's time. Are you here today and you need to be saved? Come on. Come on right now. Get it fixed. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed, oh Lord. Get it fixed today. Man, I wish I could get him up. Oh, Father, help, Lord. Help, Lord. Set the captives free. Break the grip of death and the devil, Lord. And let these, Lord, in the valley of decision, let them come forward right now. Let them get saved. Whatever's holding them back, Lord, I pray you'll help them with it. Help them to step out of the boat and come out, Lord, on the waters of faith and come to you and get saved. Help us, Lord. The devil's telling you it's too late. God's saying now's the time. The devil's saying you done waited too long. God says, I'm waiting on you. Come on! While others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Well, the Lord and I both have pleaded with you, but I want to say with the Lord, I love you. He loves you. Come back tonight if you can. Listen, y'all was in a real service today. I'll tell you right now, boy, the Lord's here in a mighty way. It's been a long time, but I've seen a service like this. Good to have everybody here. Maybe somebody's got something on your heart this morning. Give you an opportunity to give a testimony if you got something.